to hear that story? I mean, you had a chance to talk to him about it?
I just seen it on Pro Football Talk.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty amazing story, man. It's, like you said, it was a blessing that he was able to be there and help out that that family.
What did you do this offseason? How do you feel heading into year four?
Year four. Yeah, I feel great, man. I had a good offseason. Was able to train more specifically on football stuff, you know, just trying to be in the best football shape I can be. Trained with Chuck Smith again down in Atlanta, and feel good, feel like I'm in good shape coming into camp, and excited to get going.
Eric, I think when I talked to you earlier, you said you may have been trying to put on a few pounds in the offseason. Were you able to do that?
Or? I was trying to actually lose a little bit.
One or the other.
I dropped a few pounds, and wanted to play this year like around 265 as opposed to around 270, 275. So dropped a few pounds, feeling a little better.
What main thing, just a little bit more speed?
Quickness, speed, and, you know, Millar was saying, you know, it would be probably beneficial to you to drop a little bit of weight and so you can move a little bit more, you know, be more agile, more quick, and, you know, it's helped me out a little bit in OTAs and in my training as well.
It sounds like there could be a situation where you and Cameron maybe alternate snaps on one side and on third down, pass downs, you're both out there. I mean, potentially could be fewer reps, but mean more production from you, I think, just because you'll be fresher? Is that kind of the way you're kind of looking at things?
Yeah, I think that's the thinking behind it. Regardless of that, I feel like I've gotten better, taking the necessary steps to improve my skill overall. So I'm gonna have a better year this year, and I think the limited snaps might help, might not. But regardless, I think I've improved, and I'm gonna have a better year.
Did you potentially have to learn both sides too? I mean, you pretty much played on one side exclusively last year.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an adjustment. Been doing that. During OTAs and just kind of trying to get more comfortable playing on the right side, but it's coming along naturally.
Are you more confident or hopeful that this is going to be a much better year for this team than the last couple?
I'm confident, 100%. I see the changes that we made, just the intensity that we brought to practice, and you know, guys are hungry. I know I am. We're tired of losing. Last year was a miserable season for me. I know it was for a lot of people. And I know we don't want to feel that way in January, you know. So we're going to do whatever it takes to be playing playoff time and be in New York for the Super Bowl. So that's my goals. I know it's, you know, as a team, we have collectively the same goals. So we're going to work towards them.
Eric, how much different is this defense going to be, and potentially how much fun is it going to be to play in this defense?
It's a lot of opportunity to make plays, and we're going to make them. And we have a better team, in my opinion, from last year. So we're going to have an opportunity to play with the lead a little bit more, to open up the playbook a little bit more. So it'll give us more opportunity to make plays.
Could this week come soon enough to be just talking about that season last year?
Yeah, it's time to get to work. And I know guys are anxious to go out there and get better. You know, it's camp. Everybody looks at it like it's a dread, you know. But, you know, we're here to work, and, you know, guys are ready to go get better.